Welcome, beloved. Welcome to today's Eternal Realities, brought to you by the Ministry of All Grace Chapel International, Reverend Julius Kofi King, located at Abeka, opposite the Abeka Post Office. If you are blessed so much by this message, blessed so much by this podcast, you can contact me and I can make a copy available to you. Today's topic is titled Our Greatest Calling. Today, the Thursday, 5th July, Our Greatest Calling. And our opening scripture can be found in 1 Timothy 1:15. And I read, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Wow. Wow. So tell somebody, wow. Speak to yourself. Say, wow. And I take it again, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Kamaraba Kebo. So we are all called to be soul winners, because that's what Jesus was. He came to save sinners. That was and is his mission. He was the greatest soul winner the world has ever known. Kamaraba. Christ told that in his word, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." You can find that in Matthew 4:19. Before he ascended back to the Father, he said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This can also be found in Matthew 28:19-20. That's why he lived, died, rose again, and sent back the Holy Spirit to us, giving us power to be witnesses for him with signs and miracles that would confirm that he is alive again. Hallelujah. "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth." Acts 1:8. The word Christian means to be like Christ. Christian means is to imitate Christ. It's to be like Christ, emulate him and his action, all his being, everything that he did. That is what Christian means. Christ-like. Amen. Christ came to save people. He came to seek out the lost. So to be a Christian, you are supposed to be a soul winner just like Christ. Christ is born in you, and he wills to do the same in and through you that he did when he ministered on the earth. There's a great joy in allowing Christ to win a soul through you. To be a pastor, to be a teacher, to be a prophet, singer, musician, an usher, and all the good, and contribute a lot to the work of God. But our first and foremost calling is to be the winners of soul. Tell yourself, "I'm a soul winner." Tell yourself, "I'm a soul winner." Tell yourself, "I'm a soul winner." Take your place in this our greatest calling. Make it part of your daily schedule to lead a soul to Christ, and God shall give you the grace. Amen. And God shall give you the grace. Amen. Anytime we talk about soul calling, people have a very great misconception. Soul winning is not just only going out onto the field and speaking to people about Christ. That is one aspect of soul winning. But another one of soul winning is encouraging other people in the Lord. Another form of soul winning is encouraging other people in the Lord. That my people you see around you might think they are saved, but my brother, my sister, they are not saved. You can speak life into somebody, and the person will rededicate his life for Christ. You have just won a soul for God in the name of Jesus. So in every corner where you are, speak to somebody. Brighten the corner where you are. Enlighten your sphere in the name of Jesus. Speak to somebody. Reach out to somebody. Remind somebody to read his Bible. Remind somebody to have his quiet time. Remind somebody to speak to God about his problems in the name of Jesus. All these are part of soul winning in the name of Jesus. Our meditation. Our word for meditation today, it's our opening scripture, which is 1 Timothy 1:5. It said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Beloved, soul winning is part of you. Soul winning is part of you. If you want to emulate Christ, then you must be a soul winner. It's part of you. I've never read in the Bible that when you preach, heaven rejoices. When you deliver, heaven rejoices. But the Bible says when you save a soul, when you save a soul, heaven rejoices for your sake. So imagine heaven rejoicing for your sake. It means that everything that you need in this life will be accomplished for you. Because for heaven to rejoice for your sake, I don't think you would lack anything in the name of Jesus. Bless you and stay blessed.